And welcome into another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Can you believe it? Man, it's here. NHL hockey is back and so wonderful to see the games, whether it was in Europe and now stateside. So glad you can join us for this regular season edition of Spits and Suds. And thank you for a terrific offseason. A couple things I wanted to say before we get into the interview with Brett Severin. One is that I'm going to pull back the curtain as far as the fan is concerned. I think Stars fans in the past, rightfully so, would complain to the radio station and say, you guys don't talk enough Stars. Where's the Stars content? I get it. And that's the reason that we began this podcast. But when you look at building up to this game against Nashville, G-Bag Nation had Leah Simakopoulos on. We're about to play Brent Severin, who was on with Sean and RJ this morning. KNC opened their show talking about the Dallas Stars. We've probably talked about the Dallas Stars over the last 3 or 4 days, building up to this season opener. And as a group, it's decided around here that the Stars deserve more chatter. So that's going to happen. So what I need you as a Stars fan to do is to spread the word. And I say that, by the way, we'll have 5 fresh Spits and Suds episodes this week. So we're becoming like a content machine as far as Stars coverage. The narrative as far as nobody talks Stars in town has to end. And I mean that with my heart. I'm listening to you guys. You guys have responded, making this the top podcast as far as Dallas Stars in town. And that's why we're providing more content. But the whole thing about nobody talks Stars, that's just not the case. Sure, Cowboys are always going to lead. College football, big this time of year. Rangers are always going to be big. Mavs are getting going. But to say that the radio station as a whole doesn't talk Stars, one of the reasons that we started Spits and Suds was not only to give you more Stars content, but give you more detailed content. So if you could spread the word about Spits and Suds, you guys have done an awesome job regarding that. But if you could also spread the word that 105.3 The Fan, just similar to D Magazine, is providing more Dallas Stars content. Okay, the other thing regarding tonight's little tilt in Nashville, you can't hit the panic button. This team has 3 games in 4 days. It's a long season. But if you followed hockey last night, for example, are the Canadiens better than the Maple Leafs? No. But last night they were. They beat them 1-0. Are the Rangers better than the Penguins? Yeah. Are they 6 goals better? 6-0? No. The Jets went into Edmonton, and I tweeted this out yesterday when people were talking about who's going to represent the West. By far and above, the favorite is Edmonton. They got blanked in their home opener 6-0 by the Winnipeg Jets. The Canucks, who were also a Western Conference contender, were upset by the Calgary Flames by the score of 6-5. You're seeing a lot of high scoring as teams kind of figure it out and feel each other out. You also didn't see the physicality we're used to seeing on a night one where all the guys are ramped up. It seemed as though that kind of switched to the score sheet. And a lot of people counted them out, took some losses in the offseason as far as free agency departures. But the Vegas Golden Knights somehow always find a way to do it. They beat Colorado 8-4, and that was a high-scoring machine in Vegas last night. They looked good. But I say all that because Colorado's not that bad by 4 goals. Vegas isn't that good. Winnipeg's not that good. Edmonton's not that bad. Pittsburgh's not that bad. It's 1 game. And this is an 82-game regular season. And teams will go through slumps where they lose a couple. Teams will, you know, falter when you least expect it. A home opener, you figure that's a guaranteed win. Like, for instance, against the Winnipeg Jets, not so fast. So just cautioning you on that tonight, you are playing against, in their barn, arguably the top contender along with you for the Central Division title. Nashville is stacked. Let's see how it all comes together tonight. But if you lose, you lose. Then on Saturday, you're playing another very good team in the New York Islanders. And then on Sunday, you know, you get the Seattle Kraken. So interesting schedule with three games in four nights. We'll talk in depth more about the grind, when we think Casey DeSmith's going to play, and more. But just wanted to kind of lay the foundation. Not that I don't think they can't go into Nashville and pull it off. Of course they can. They had great success in Nashville. But Nashville always plays the Stars tough. The tough matchup for Dallas. And like I said, a lot of positive additions in Smashville last year. Okay, Brent Severin joined Sean and RJ show this morning. Let's hear from the Stars analyst.
Tonight, your Dallas Stars season kicks off. Some of the other games, of course, underway, but the Stars will visit Nashville at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus, and joining us, as he does every year, to open up and recap the season is our guy, Brent Severin. Are you surprised to hear? Were you just waiting for this phone call?
I was sitting yesterday, just wait. I waited at my desk. Nothing happened, so I was like, all right. I guess they're not interested this year, but thank you very much. It's the highlight of my Thursday at 8 o'clock, for sure.
Sevy, is this title or bust, or is that too extreme with the expectations?
Well, listen, this is not football, fellas. I know you guys are like that with the Cowboys every year. Everybody's on suicide watch if they don't get it. But, you know, no, quite honestly, this is a great team, right? The Stars do have such an opportunity. They're building. And usually if you look at teams that do win the Stanley Cup, there's this progression. There's this kind of increase in talent, and you're adding layers to your team, and things are getting better. And that's where the Stars are, right? They're in a situation where they feel that they've improved on the defensive aspect of their game. They feel like Jake Ottinger is going to come in and not a rebound year, but be a little bit more consistent throughout the season. Excuse me. And ultimately, it ends up being a strong playoff push. And everything is so close with the NHL and parity in the league. It's tough to win this trophy. But if you look around the league, the Stars have just as good a chance as anybody.
Is it a situation where do you see a parallel in the expectations, though, then, between this and, say, 99?
Well, even last year, they really felt, you know, the window. These guys like Jamie Benn and Sagan, they've been around enough to know that these windows that teams have, you know, they fluctuate. You get close, and then you got to restart. So they understand adding these layers right now. And last year, too, what an opportunity they had. And they get by the Edmonton Oilers. You never know, against the Florida Panthers in the finals. They're almost there. And it's such a minute difference between teams. It's luck. It's injuries, it's goaltending, everything has to come into place. So the Stars have everything stacked up. Their expectations are very high, but they also know that they've got to start from the bottom, which is today, winning games and work your way up through October, November, and then hopefully in April, your game is coming into where it should be so you can win a hockey game. So there's a lot of layers that go on to it. Expectations are high, but DeBoer even said it when we opened up for the Victory Plus, we had the an inaugural opening up of our channel. He was in there and he said, yeah, we're starting at the base of the mountain. So they feel that, okay, they got to get their structure in order. They work through it in camp. And then from there, you're not going to win it today, right? You're not going to win the Stanley Cup today. Long way to go. But yeah, if you're a Stars fan or even a fan in the city of hockey, this is going to be a great year, I believe.
Sevy, how do you feel about their offseason? And can you make the case that they're, you know, biggest offseason development was just the growth and development and maturation of those young players that you just talked about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Those are the guys that you got to step in, right? On the back end, first of all, the Stars got bigger. If you watched the Florida Panthers last year, or even last game against Boston that they played, the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup. They're a big, strong, heavy team. They got a little nastiness to them. They went and bounced around the Boston Bruins the other day in their first game. So So you look at that, it's kind of a copycat league where you want teams to be stronger, you want bigger, you still got to have that skill and that depth. So the Stars brought in Ilya Lyubushkin, Matt Dumba, you know, Brendan Smith is also a big guy that'll work the back end, so they're going to be tougher in that area. When you look in the forward grouping, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the younger players that are going to come up, and of course Wyatt Johnson, who they felt was the best overall player last year, and of course Robertson's got to chip in, Roope Hintz, those kind of guys have to come up and really lead the charge offensively. The biggest thing with the forwards, though, is they lost their old grandpa, the dad of the group, in Joel Pavelski. Mm. And to me, that's one of the things that we should watch, is how this team reacts this season with him out of the lineup, but more importantly, what he does in the dressing room. The Stanley Cup teams and the championship teams that I've been involved, there's always one guy in the middle of the dressing room that kind of organizes everybody, whether it's the top-end talent, making sure that they're buying into the team system, or bringing up the lower levels of your lineup, and everybody kind of meets in the middle. And when you do that, it's like steel. You put it together, it's hard to bend. And with Pavelski out of there, I wonder who's going to step up and do that. So those are the couple things that we're going to be watching as the season unfolds.
Talking with Brent Severn here on 105 Through the Fan. Dallas Stars getting their season kicked off. Brent, when you look at the young guys that are on this team, you know, Logan Stankoven and Wyatt Johnston and Thomas Harley, how important have these deep postseason runs been the last couple of years in terms of getting those guys seasoned and ready to really compete?
Yeah, it's part of that process that I talked about. Stanley Cup teams have to have the experienced guy in there that's been through it. They have to have the kids that have kind of made the steps. Getting beat up a little bit. You got to get punched in the face a little bit to learn how to fight. You got to get punched in the face and learn how to battle in the corner, get to the front of the net. And the consistency of the National Hockey League is one of the toughest things that these kids have to find. And that's what they are. I talked to Logan Stankoven, which is going to be a great player for the Stars, a young player that one of the things that he said, the first thing he said to me is that, I said, well, what is the biggest part of the NHL? And he said, consistency in scoring. Because these kids were high-level guys. Harley was great. Stankoven, Wyatt Johnston, they could score goals in the junior level. But when they come to the National Hockey League with the bigger, stronger goaltenders, the defensemen that are getting in their grill all the time, it's a little tougher to score goals, and bringing out that consistency is tough, and especially in a playoff run, that it's going to be important for them to do that. So the more they've gone through it and they understand kind of what happens if you don't maintain that consistency, you're not going to win hockey games, or you're not going to make it all the way. And that's what they've learned from this. So, yeah, they're going to step up their game. You're going to notice these guys this season. It's going to be fun to watch.
Sevy, do you have Edmonton as clearly the toughest competition in the West? And if not them, how would you break down the Nashville, Colorado, Vegas?
Yeah, with Colorado, right, you can't count them up. But, of course, with Nyquist out of the lineup, their captain Landeskog, still, I don't able to play. That's a big chunk of it. It also takes away from some of their cap. So it's going to be interesting to see what they could do. They do have Nathan McKinnon, Cale Makar. They've got some guys that can do it. But the team that I'm really paying attention to today, or today throughout the entire season, is this Nashville Predator team. Mm. The ability, what they have done in the summer to really stack their organization, that's pretty amazing what they've done. You know, he signed Steven Stamkos, Tampa Bay Lightning. We know what he's done against the Stars and what he's done winning Stanley Cups. Jonathan Marchessault, a guy who can score some goals. They add him to a five-year contract. Brady Shea, a defenseman on the back end, seven-year contract. So they're counting on these guys to get a team which has been mediocre, kind of middle of the pack in the Central Division, trying to make their push, but which has a strong team. This team, to me, could either be the biggest story in the NHL in two ways. One, that could be the best team in the NHL, or else they could just implode because they have way too much talent, which doesn't mesh. So this game tonight, I'm really interested in this one. So if you want to watch a game, just an early game for the Dallas Stars, this is going to be a fun one.
Brent, you know, when you look at, you mentioned Victory Plus just a second ago, and there these last two runs, it feels like there's been a lot of interest generated within the city of, like, man, I want to get more into the Stars, and I want to have this kind of attention to them. But it's a lot of times been an issue of accessibility for a lot of people. The broader audience that can be hit here, how much do you think this season is ripe for, like, the city of Dallas to just get on board and become a big-time Stars town?
Well, yeah, you have to be winning here, right? And hockey's kind of a lower-tiered sport in this city, and that's fine. But when it's going strong, people love it. And we have a great base of people, and the biggest complaint is, like, how do you watch? Like, you guys know, everybody wants to watch me. They want to see the pregame. They don't care about the game. They want to see in-between intermissions. People are dying. They're dying to see Brent Severance just break it down for everybody. So everybody's happier for that. Whatever the Stars do is secondary. But, yeah. So, yeah, no, it is going to be it's going to be exciting because now people can watch it. All you got to do is load it on your app. Away you go. And it's going to be fun. So especially in the four regions that we're in, people that haven't been able to see us are able to load up and go on. And the kids, younger kids, and I call anybody that's way younger than me in their 30s and 40s, they know how to stream. They use the Netflix and all this. So this is an easy way to get out there and watch the Stars. And then you can go back and you can watch some games and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's a good thing. And it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to present that to people. And now we have on the broadcast side of it, we kind of run our own show. Like, we have got a great broadcast crew. The people that put it together, they have such a passion for it. And you know, Razor and Josh obviously do a wonderful job, and they're fun to watch. So this is a good product. It's good TV. And now if the Stars can have the season that we all expect, yeah, this is going to be memorable for everybody.
Sevy, do you like the Four Nations face-off they're going to do? They're going to do, Sean, they're replacing the All-Star game. They're going to do this Four Nations thing. Do you like that, or is that a gimmick?
Well, have you watched All-Star games?
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't watch them. I really don't. And I'm not afraid to say that because I don't like it. And even the Olympics, for me, is okay. I love hard-nosed, tough hockey. And I think the competitiveness that will come out of this, because when you represent your country, and I was fortunate to do it a couple times, it's a different feeling. You have this pride. You really want to put your best foot forward. And it's just not going through the motions of another All-Star game, which I've been to them live and I've watched them on TV. It's just not my cup of tea. But this, it's enticing. It's going to be fun to watch. And I know players are talking about it. I know the coaching staff for those areas for the nations are real excited about putting teams together. And that's best on best with your country's pride at stake. I think it'll be good. I'm excited.
Can the superstitions start, like, right before game one? Does it have to begin with the winning streak? Did you have any yourself?
Everybody is superstitious. I don't know if you guys are or anything you do, but we are. Like, I put my stuff on the same way every year, every game for 24 years of hockey. And I had the same routine in the pros from day one to the end of the day. You rarely change it. So superstitions start right from the beginning, even in preseason. And you just probably add to them as the season goes on.
What about as a broadcaster? Like, does it have to be the headset on one way, or, you know, you got to look in a certain camera the first day? Any broadcasting?
Yeah, it's how the makeup goes on. You know, I put it on. I don't want to wear it too long. You know, 1 o'clock is a little too early. You know, 5:30 is a little too late. I don't know. That's the toughest part for me. So no, I do not have any broadcast stuff that I have to worry about.
You're the man.
For the record, I do not wear makeup. Just, I got to make that very clear.
Did you like tell them that off the jump? You're like, no, you refuse the makeup person?
Yeah, first of all, we don't have makeup people. It's regional sports, all right? Second of all, yeah, no, I will not. They tried once, but no, my forehead is going to gleam. You know what I mean?
You're the man. Thank you so much. We won't keep you waiting by the phone too long this season. Enjoy the start of it tonight. We'll be watching.
I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Have a great day, fellas.
The great and sarcastic Brent Severn, Victory Plus, here with the Dallas Stars season kicking off.
The greatness of Brent Severn joining Sean and RJ. Man, we are very lucky in town to have people like Razor, to have people like Brent Severn. It's a Brian Ray quality broadcast. So it's really cool to hear from Sevy before the season begins. And that's what we're going to do all season long on Spits and Suds. When we hear something on 105.3 The Fan, nothing wrong with repurposing it. So because many of you might not have heard it during the day at The Fan. So if we can repurpose it and send it your way, it's more Stars content. And that's the goal of Spits and Suds, to provide as much content as possible. If you are listening to this leading your way up to the game time, I will tell you that we will have a podcast for you right after the game. So excited about that, and more podcasts to come. So It's here. Let's get ready, Stars fans. It's going to be a fun ride. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Have a great day, everyone.